The Daily News Article Audio.
Today in business. U.S. tariffs create a sticking point for North America's last wooden hockey stick maker. North America's last wooden hockey stick factory is facing uncertainty as shifting U.S. tariffs and global competition squeeze production. The operation has roots going back more than a century and continues to make traditional sticks, even as the industry has largely moved overseas and embraced new composite materials. The factory in Ontario is the only remaining large-scale producer of these sticks in North America, an industry that once thrived in Canada and the United States. Today, it turns out about 400,000 sticks a year, but rising costs, shrinking demand, and trade disputes are putting pressure on production. U.S. tariffs on Canadian exports have led to delays and unexpected duties at the border, adding to wider uncertainty. Managers say the challenge is keeping prices fair for players while covering the costs of trade barriers. General Manager Beau Crawford says, like we see here in the news every day from our Prime Minister and our Premiers, that you never know, we just have to roll with it, and the President of the U.S. can change his mind day to day, week to week, hour to hour, so yeah, we have to deal with it the best we can and continue doing business and try to take care of our customers the best we can without raising the cost too much. Because the more they sell, the more we sell. So we got to work together and just get through it all as a team, basically. The United States has repeatedly signaled tariffs on Canadian exports as part of President Donald Trump's protectionist trade agenda. The stated goal is to encourage more manufacturing in the United States. But for Canadian businesses, it has introduced added costs and uncertainty in cross-border trade. The company estimates around a quarter of its sticks are sold in the United States, including custom orders for professional teams. Tariffs act as a tax on imported goods, and when shipments are flagged at the border, the added cost is passed directly into the final price. For U.S. buyers, that can mean a sudden increase of as much as 30% on an order.
Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.